Devil Radio is seeking to hire a commissioned sales professional to join the greatest radio station ever. Bring your passion for meeting new people and strong communication skills. Devil Radio will reward your success with the highest commissions in Madison. Prior business-to-business or advertising sales preferred, but we will train. Devil Radio's audience is amazing. Advertisers' investments here work. Apply now at Crute at devilradio927.com and join the greatest team ever and make us better.
Hey everyone, Jason Hafeman here, your host of Let's Get Local, the Dane by Local radio show. Catch us Saturdays at 11 a.m. right here on Devil Radio 92.7.
Madison, you say what? Each weeknight from 5 to 6, don't miss out on a single day of the Earl Ingram Show right here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Mags Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7, Jimmy K. and Rocker with you on a Saturday night.
Hey, Jimmy, you know what we got coming up next? We have an interview with Chris Behrens from the Spin Doctors, the lead singer, and he spoke with Terry Barr earlier this week. He is actually playing at Funk's Pub coming up this week, February 24th, and he's going to be playing along with Sam Ness, so you might want to cue some of that up later. Right now, let's hear the interview. Terry Barr with Spin Doctors, Chris Behrens.
Welcome to this very special interview for Mass Inc. Radio. Joining me, I am so excited to welcome in Chris Behrens. Now, you might know Chris, especially when you recognize his voice. Hi, Chris. As the lead singer of the Spin Doctors, but he is so much more than that. Chris, thanks for joining us.
So much more than that. Yes, I am a noted cat person. That's...
I wanted to ask you about that. Okay, I'm going to just start with that then. You're
okay,
a cat
great. Let's
dad.
Go right into it.
Yeah, you're a cat dad.
Big time. And I'm also like, if you follow me on Twitter, there's a hashtag Catterday.
There is.
And I am like sort of the king of Catterday. And every Saturday, I'm like retweeting about 1,000 pictures of cats. It's like my other job.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How many cats
hashtag
do you have?
Hashtag Catterday. So... we just have two.
Okay.
We have two.
I feel
a real connection to like my Twitter friends' cats. It's funny. Like I have friends on there, like my friend Dave Rudnell, who's like, I recognize his cat. Like I see the picture of the cat and I'm like, oh, it's Dave's cat. Like
that's really funny. I did see a photo. You've got a black and white, don't you? A tuxedo kitty.
No, she looks like in photographs, she looks black and white, but she's really kind of cool. She's like white. And then she's got like patches of like stripey tabby cat on her. She's got really cool markings.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So Everybody, Chris Behrens on Twitter, hashtag Catterday.
Cat person, noted cat person.
I love that. See, look at this. This is why we do these interviews. Oh my gosh.
Man, you learn something.
Okay. So, Spin Doctors, You're doing this show coming up in Madison. That's happening on Thursday, February 24th. It's
yes.
at Funk's Pub. And It's super cool because it's an intimate show people actually have to pay attention to the music. Love that. And it's a fundraiser for the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund.
Yeah. Yes.
Why did you decide you wanted to be part of this?
Well, first of all, I got to say it's a solo show, solo acoustic show.
Yes.
So it's not the Spin Doctor show. It's just a great cause. You know, a lot of people don't realize that most musicians are like middle class, just trying to make a living. And this is benefiting musicians who, especially musicians who've been hit by the last couple of years and the problems with COVID and stuff like that. But like, I've had, Two Princes was played on the radio 8 million times. And Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
Yeah.
It's played on the radio 5 million times.
Chris, so, I used to work at a classic radio station. We played it all the time.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, what I'm saying is that, you know, I was in a band that's one of the pretty big bands of the 90s. And I drive a Subaru. You know what I mean? And I live in a 2-bedroom apartment. Like, I'm, you know what I mean? I don't have like a fountain in my house. And I only have one residence. And like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm well off. You don't have to worry about me. I'm not moaning about anything. You know, I'm like, you know, I'm comfortably well off and everything like that. But what I'm trying to say is that if I've had that kind of success and I drive a Subaru, like, you got to imagine the people who, that you go into a bar and you just see them playing, you know, they're like, they're working hard to get by just like you are. And making money, making a living playing music is a lot of work. There's a lot of schlepping and a lot of like carrying gear around, a lot of late nights. It's a strain sometimes on your family and it's really hard work. And so this is an opportunity for you guys to come out and support the musicians who bring so much happiness into all of our lives. And I work really hard doing it.
Music is medicine. I've been saying that my entire life, but especially the last 2 years, boy, have we missed it. And this show, and why I brought up the Spin Doctors, I guess I'm curious if you're going to play any of your Spin Doctors songs.
Oh,
or are we going to hear a mix of new and old?
Yeah, no, I do. I like every time I do a gig, I play like Little Miss Can't Be Wrong and Two Princes because I know people want to hear that stuff.
Yeah.
And I like those tunes. You know, I'm like, I'm always like, you know, musicians that are like, don't want to play their hits. I'm sort of like, what's wrong with you? Come on. I mean, I'm lucky because I think Two Princes is, you know, it's a good song. It's fun to play. And Little Miss Can't Be Wrong as well. So, I mean, they're like, I guess maybe if your hit song is, you know, drivel and, you know, like not that good, maybe you don't want to play. I don't know. But like, to me, like, I'm an entertainer. You know what I mean? Like I'm like Vermeer or like, you know, Charles Ives or like some kind of no, I'm a rock and roll musician. Like people come out to hear this stuff that they know. And then, you know, and then, yeah, I'm going to be playing stuff that probably a lot of people in your audience haven't heard, stuff from my solo records and some deeper Spin Doctors cuts. And so, yeah, don't worry. Like, you know, I'm going to like entertain you. I'm going to play. And a lot of people don't know I'm a guitar player. I'm a pretty accomplished, nifty guitar player. So I'll be, you know, picking out some tunes on the guitar and stuff, you know, stuff you don't know. And none of my songs suck.
I love that.
You know, so,
oh my gosh. And really the great thing about this room, it really is designed to be a place where everybody comes together and really does listen to the music. So I think you're going to have an awesome time as well. So
I'm very much looking forward to it.
I am so glad to hear that. You know, and speaking of being kind of a showman, you know, reading your bio, why does the word goofy come up in your bio like 5 different times? What is that supposed to mean?
Which bio are you reading?
The one on your website.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's funny, so funny because, okay, so as you and I discussed, I've seen you live both with the band and as a solo artist at a little bar in New York City. And we enjoyed you so much because, honestly, you're talented ridiculously, but you're a little goofy too, which is amazing. Well, then
I don't take myself seriously.
Yeah.
You know, like I like to think of it like this. Like, I think you should take what you do seriously.
Yes.
But not take yourself seriously. So like I'm a serious singer, but I don't sing seriously. If that makes sense. Like I take voice lessons. My voice teacher, I've been working with the same voice teacher since 1989, and he teaches like 90% opera students, 10% musical theater, and then like I'm his rock and roll guy. And you know, I take guitar lessons. I try and stay in good physical condition. I know a lot of music theory. You know what I mean? I know a lot about music, and and I I read the great poets, and I've read Hamlet 50 times, and I read Shakespeare, and I study that, and I work really hard on my lyrics, work my ass off on everything, but it doesn't feel like work because I love it, but I don't take myself seriously, and I think most entertainment that doesn't have an element of humor is it's kind of bullshit, you know what I mean? If you're not funny, then you better be Ibsen, you know?
Yeah. We kind of need that now too. I mean, we needed it before, but we need it now more than ever. And I love what you're saying. Your music stands up for itself. It's awesome. But because you're good, you can be fun and be goofy and all of that around it. So that's.
Yeah. And we get kind of a rap for being kind of light and fluffy, but if the fans that know our deeper cuts, on our most popular record, Pocket Full of Kryptonite, their tunes Refrigerator Car and Shinbone Alley they're as heavy as anything that Pearl Jam and Nirvana and Soundgarden did. We just we have stuff that's fun and upbeat too, which I would contend, makes us kind of deeper because if your only color is dark and brooding, and there's no levity above that, then you've only got one layer, So we try to we've always tried to play songs with different rhythms, different tonalities, and different moods and different tempos. So we got fast stuff, we got slow stuff, we got sad stuff, we got happy stuff, we got angry stuff, and we got minor stuff and major stuff. And it's a lot of it is tinged with humor, because that way when you do pull out a tune, Refrigerator Car, which is it's a real takedown of the subject, and I think it has more impact than if all you ever do is be dark and deep and
And it kind of makes people wake up and go, whoa, who is that?
Yeah, I think so too. It's like when your dad suddenly starts swearing and you're like, oh God, my dad never swears. And now I'm in trouble.
Yep.
You know?
Hey, I want to ask you, you are working on new music right now. Where are you? What are you working on? And did all of this
come
from the last 2 years?
We are in Jack Daly's studio. This is Doug Deep Productions in Asbury Park. You want a little
amazing. Absolutely. Yeah.
So this is the keyboard room. So far we haven't done anything in here, cuz we're mostly a guitar band.
Okay.
And then we're going to go into the control room.
Ooh.
There's the great Aaron Comas.
Hi guys.
Drummer of the Spin Doctors, that's Jack Daly.
Ah.
Eric Shankman. Three genius musicians.
This is amazing.
And this is Roman. He's the engineer.
Hi.
And this is an unbelievable, very expensive, fancy API board here in Doug Deep Productions. And look at this. I'll show you guys something. Oh. These are Pultecs. These are really expensive. And then this.
And you're touching them.
Yeah, I can touch them because we're paying for this place.
Okay.
And these are Universal Audio compressors. They are ridiculous. They sound really good and they're very expensive. Here, I'll show you.
Oh, your Wi-Fi may be a little iffy right now.
All right.
Oh, there you are.
Go. Let's see if you can hear a little bit.
Aha! Okay, what did we just hear? What was that?
That's enough. That's all. That's all you get to hear.
Oh, is this on the new album?
Yeah, that's a track called "I Liked You Better When Your Butt Was Big."
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You heard her. That's the first time I don't think anybody outside of the project has even heard that title. It's all very secret. Hush, hush.
I feel very special, especially my butt.
You heard it here. You heard it here, baby.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Now I know you're also talking about, support. How can people support getting this album out the door?
Well, first we got to put it out. So
okay,
we got to help you.
Got it.
Help us. So right now we're like today and tomorrow, the last 2 days of recording. I mean, the best thing you can do is right now for us is like talk, be like, oh my God, the Spin Doctors have a new record coming out. I hear it is like off the hook. And you know, just because, you know, it's funny because you'd be surprised at how much that does when your fan base like expresses enthusiasm about what you're doing. It just predisposes people who are on the fence to be positive about it, which is, you know, I mean, I think that says something about human nature. People just like to get together on stuff. And, you know, we all like want to believe that we're completely thinking our own thoughts all the time. And, you know, to some extent we are, but we're also like, you know, we care. Human beings like care about each other fundamentally and want to be like in on something together. And that's what music is about. You know, music, that's what music is about. And playing music is about that. Playing music is, you know, this supremely cooperative act. And appreciating music, I think, is something that is a communicative act too. Because when you're like enjoying music, you know, when you hear something funky, like, what do you want to do? You want to look to the side and see somebody else is funking out with you.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
When you hear like something great, you want to like, you want to like play air guitar and like have somebody else be like playing air drums, you know, with you. Like it's just this, you know, that's what it's all about. So, I mean, just, you know, if you're psyched about it, talk about it. And then when it comes out, you know, get your hands on a copy and play it for people, you know, and just enjoy it and let other people know you're enjoying it. And that's all we can ask of you. And in general, you know, if you want to support music these days, cause I get that a lot because, you know, without getting into a whole thing, the way, the music industry is shaking out now with more streaming and stuff like that.
Yep.
Companies like Spotify really don't pay us fairly, and they don't pay the writers, they don't pay the musicians very fairly. So if you want to make sure that money is getting to the actual musician that you want to support, particularly like indie people, buy a physical thing from them. Buy, like, if they have a vinyl out, buy the vinyl. You know, even if you don't have a record player, like, usually the art's really cool and you could frame it. Like you can buy frames. You know what I mean? It's cheaper than a piece of art, baby.
Records are back.
I know people. The other thing too, is if you don't have a record player, go get one. Cause they're so, such a tactile, fun way to experience music. So yeah, I mean, you know, buy a copy of the record, buy a t-shirt, you know, buy a sticker, like, you know, buy actual physical stuff from the musicians that you like. And if, when they come to town, one, go see them, and two, get as many people with you to go and see them, because really, like, especially in this like post physical record buying era that we're in, our like status and our ability to work is judged by our draw. You know, by the amount of people we can bring to a room. Right. So really, like, just showing up, buying a ticket, showing up, putting your butt in a seat, bringing as many people as you can, like rounding up all your friends and going and seeing somebody is probably, of all the things I've mentioned, that's the best thing you can do. It's just like, come to town, come see us, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Make
Are
a lot
you gonna
of
bring
noise.
Stuff people can buy at your show?
I yes, right
some
now.
Stuff. Okay.
Right now I have just one item of merch that I like a lot. It's a book of selected writing, like the selected writing of Chris Barron. It's a collection of like poetry, lyrics,
And then some like dream journal stuff and just some journal stuff. And a lot of people don't, I always say to my wife, if it ever gets out what a decent writer I am, I could be famous. So yeah, I got this book and it's easy to carry around.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't teach, you know, t-shirts are such a drag when you're just traveling alone, because you got to keep track of how many like mediums you're, and I'm so bad at that kind of stuff. Like being like, oh, I need to order more mediums and extra mediums. I'm bad at that.
The book is unique though. I love that idea. And now
the title of it is,
oh, tell me.
Expert on loneliness. And you can only get it at a gig.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Come on.
That makes me sad.
I can make you sad. I can do sad.
No. We're good right now. And after talking to you, I understand why you have put a book together. This must be so interesting. And I don't think you're a very lonely person, because I think you're fun to be around. I can tell that for sure. And just remembering when I met you before. So, all right. I guess I have to let you go because you need to get back to work.
I do. I got to get back in there and make sure those guys don't do anything that wasn't my idea.
Oh, no, that would be bad. Okay.
Zinc Radio. Ringing the Devil's Doorbell. Weekends are for local music with Max Zinc on Devil Radio. 92.7 FM, Madison.